Why do we need a church family? Because the New Testament church represents the physical body of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Now, I got to keep explaining this to us. As an individual, 99% of Larry Vance is messed up big time. Amen. Flawed. Ain't that right, Brother Randy? Flawed. 99% of me. But that means 1% of me seem to be doing okay. So how can I represent Christ individually? Because you see too many flaws in me. I make too many mistakes. I've even been known to be loud. And God looks at us and he says, that's the reason. You will not be able to stand up there and tell everybody what a good Christian you are to the point that, well, he just like Jesus. That's frightening when people think that they have reached that goal. It hasn't. You haven't. No one has. So 1% of me, here I am right here, that 1% of me is good. Now, here's a lesson. I know the majority of you. And the 99% of you on the inside as an individual, you had messed up at the preacher. Yep, you did messed up. But the 1% is sticking up there. So what if I take my 1%, you see this? This is represents this short pew. This is the body of Christ, the church. Me as an individual, I will sit in God's church, God's family. You look at the ones that are beside of you. Each individual, we represent. Taking my 1%, you take your 1%, we get all our 1% in the pew, we got 100%. We're representing Jesus together, 100%. Amen. Well, you know, they're looking and say, well, Webster's messed up. He's still limping. He's still got a cane, bubble stick. He still carries it. He can't walk that fast. Somebody in here can run. He don't need to. We got James back there, and he can take off in a heartbeat. You see what I mean? Each of us working together. But it's the family. Now, if one of us don't fill that space, we have a break in the family, the body of Christ, and it's not of God. Well, I can serve the Lord just as good out there on the lake. Actually, you can, but you won't. Especially if it's bass season. Closest you're going to come to praise the Lord if you catch one. Then if it's too small, it ends up not being very much praise. So think of it. You and I, do we not allow our heart to be in the family and accept our responsibility as a member of the body of Christ? For when you separate from the body of Christ, the branch will separate, and if it does, it will wither and it will die. Oh, I can serve the Lord just as well out of church as I can in it. That's a lie straight from the pits of hell. You cannot. Because you alone cannot represent Jesus. You represent a born-again believer who individually is going to heaven. Is that all we're interested in? I want those who don't know Jesus to hear the word and to accept him so we can together follow him in glory. Jesus got a resurrected, glorified body. I'm getting one. You're getting one. But we're still the same family, folks. That's okay. Except when we cross over, when we give up the ghost, when that body gives it up, gives up the spirit, we cross over, the Lord says, you're 100%, Randy. That's a blessing. Finally, because I never dreamed Randy Kidder would ever be 100%. And it takes an act of God to do it. Does it not take an act of God in your life? How many times you trying to do it on your own and the Lord, and you keep getting knocked down, and finally you say, oh, I guess prayer's the only thing left. That's all we had to begin with is prayer, the body. You separate yourself from the body of believers. You're leaving a hole in the body of Christ. And my Savior got holes in His body. Chunks of His body taken off for me. And I dare even consider going back into the world and leaving a hole in the body, open space. It's the family. You know how you love your family? Brokenness and all? It's murder, folks, when you lose a part of that family. It's murder in your heart because you feel like my loved one has just been taken, and I feel like they were murdered. They were taken from me. They're not here. There's an openness. How about the body of Christ? Is there not an openness then when that happens? When Jesus looks into our heart, when He focuses on who you are and who I am, when He said, I'll give you the best, every opportunity, every love, every hope, every dream I give to you. Enjoy the fruit of your labor. I gave it to you. Enjoy the pleasure, but enjoy the pleasure of life through mine. Unite together and serve me. For if we do not watch it, we will become so self-serving that we are no good and we will wither. We will pretend our walk with Jesus is there when the visual walk is gone. No one can see it. Why do I need to be a part of the church family? 1 Corinthians 12:27, now you are the body of Christ. You hear me? Paul's talking to the church. You are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. Each one. The church family. The body of Christ. And we unite together. I have hurts and pains. You have hurts and pains. You have victories. You have losses. You have brokenness. Together, we'll take the good parts and we will stand. If one is lame and cannot stand, one on each side will help them. We will lift each other up out of the mire of earth itself. For that's the calling of the family of God. We are called by God to do His work. The work that Christ was sent to do. And we represent as individuals a special part. Listen to the scripture. Ephesians 4:16. Christ's body is fitted together perfectly. There it is. Perfectly. Brother Larry, you're messed up. Yeah, but I'm sitting beside Randy and he's really messed up. See what I mean? Perfectly. As each part does its own special work. You're so special. Think of that. I'm special. Do we not tell our kids that? Does that not put a smile on the kid? You tell them they're special. They'll light up. I'm special. And they're doing fine till they get with the kids at school. Then they're put down and all of this. But the family of believers, we're special. It helps the other parts grow. So that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. Each part is special. And if each part is special, then when one part is missing, God pays special attention to that part. What would God want us to do as the body? And then he looks and he says, this is why you didn't do it. You missed a part. That part I needed to use today wasn't there. What if Jesus had parted us out? What if Jesus has said, wait a minute, the part of me that's going to love Larry Vance, it's just not with me today. The part of me that's going to help me carry the cross, not there today. All of Jesus showed up, every bit of him, blood and all, showed up for me, for you. He didn't say, I stand alone. Do you know what he said? From the time he began his ministry, he kept telling everyone, nothing that I say comes from me. Everything I say and do comes from my Father, which is in heaven. Even Jesus, God incarnate, was giving us a lesson that the body cannot do it. We need the Spirit. And to represent Christ, we need all the members, spirits in the pews, in the family of God. But I just can't do that. I'm sorry. You've missed a blessing. You missed a blessing. And I'm sorry, but I want to tell you this. You've also caused somebody else to miss a blessing. I don't want that. I do not like the idea of being the cause of someone else missing a blessing. I miss blessings. There's so many smiling faces. And many, when they're ill, when they're physically sick, physically ill, and they can't make it. I mean, it just breaks my heart. I know Lovell has a hard time. I know Norman. I know so many of us have all of these, everything from Agent Orange to World Orange that we're battling. But we miss each other. And we love each other. It's called a family. What about the hard-headed ones? Well, I'm one of the hard-headed ones, so I miss the others. And I love the grouches. Do you see the point? The point of the unity of the body of believers. You see, I didn't set the rules for it. Jesus didn't set the rules for it, Brother Randy. God the Father set the rules for it. And Jesus said, here are the rules. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be a part of the family of God. Amen. So act it. Follow His guidance. Follow His direction. Have fun in life. Go anywhere, to the lakes, to rivers, or the sky. Do a little skydiving. That'd be good for you to try this weekend. Do a little skydiving. But you do it while you're glorifying God. Don't leave Him out. Don't neglect the body. Don't walk away from the body of Christ and say, oh, I'm praising the Lord out here. No, you're not, you sin, sick, hard-hearted Baptist. You're just out into the world doing your own thing. Because you can't deal with life. Well, welcome to the real world. I can't deal with it either. That's why I go to Jesus in prayer. That's why I said, Lord, this is a mess. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to please anyone. I don't know how to please myself. Man, we are in a mess in this generation. The Lord said, get together with the family. Oh, really, Lord? Yeah. But you get together with the family. The answer is not there. I'm there. You hear me? I'm there. But Lord, my family's not very big. Larry, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Don't you dare use that as an excuse. I just want to be where Jesus is. I want to be where Jesus' people are. I want to be able to help someone who doesn't know Jesus to know Jesus. And if we can't unite together, my friends, and we form that Christian united bond representing Jesus Christ, the world will never know Jesus. When you go out on your own by yourself, and you know, we say it all the time, let others see Jesus in you, or let others see Jesus in me. My flaws block out the image of Jesus in the world. All of us get together. We go out together. If I'm not shining that day, Joey is. You see what I mean? Then we lift each other. Do you ever have bad days? Do you ever have bad years? Do you ever just get in a mess and say, you know, I'm having a bad life? Well, welcome to the family of God. We're a mess, but we happen to be God's mess. So therefore, the world doesn't need to be messing with us, because I got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I got a Savior that loves me. And he said, if you'll do this my way, Larry, I'll bring hope to your heart. I'll bring peace that surpasses all understanding. I will guide the way. I will let my shine, my light shine for you. It's all about me trusting Jesus. But Lord, I thought I had this figured out. You're not too bright, Larry. You're not going to figure it out. It was figured out, and that's what we got, the cross. Jesus went there for you and me. When I leave this world, I leave this world just like I came in it, naked. I'll turn back to the dust of the earth. I mean, that's the facts. Nothing that I've done will I take with me. Nothing that I'll leave it for everybody or anybody, because I don't need it anymore. Oh, Brother Randy, when the Lord looks at us, he wants to see not what I have, but what I gave away. Not who I know, but who I introduced to him. He wants to see me as an individual Christian that united together to form the body, physical body of Jesus. This body right here, Vine Grove Baptist Church, happens to represent the physical body of Jesus Christ right here, right now, in this area. That's it. That's who we are. And I'm proud of that. I'm proud to know that Jesus pays attention. And he looks at Vine Grove Baptist Church. And he looks to the body. And he polishes us up. He knows our flaws. And he loves us anyway. And he takes us, puts us under his arm, like he wanted to do Israel. Oh, Israel, Israel, I wanted to take you under my wings like the mother hen. I wanted to protect you. And then he says, but you would not let me. That's why we're out there hurting so bad. Prodigal son ran to his father. Run to your father as fast as you can. Jesus says, come unto me, all of you who are laden down, burdened so heavy, and I will give you rest. That's what it's about. That's the family of God. The only family that lasts eternal. I'm a member. Are you? I'm a part of the family of God. Let's pray. Father, we praise your holy name for your love and for the peace that only you can give. We ask now, dear Lord God, as you touch our life, you will remind each one of us of our responsibility to one another. Our responsibility, Father, to share the love you've given us, not to hold on to it or hide it, but to give it away. For through your mercy, we continue to get more grace, more hope, more peace of mind than we could ever imagine. Touch us now, Father. Thank you for letting us be a part of your family. Now encourage us, Father, as individuals to walk with you and talk with you in all that we do. For we ask that in Jesus' name. Amen.